Lotus FM presents Campus Connection by Anjali Kirpalani. The lives of four university students change in their final year when they learn that real life isn't as easy as student life.
What do you think the right conclusion for the case on page 32 is?
That the business should get new machinery.
But what about the jobs of their current employees that will be lost due to the machinery?
Yeah, it's that whole moral dilemma thing. If we get a case study like that, I'll just be vague. I'll write the pros and cons of both options and leave it at that.
But that's not what they're looking for. They want definite answers. I've asked 10 people and everyone's got a different opinion. I just don't know what the right answer is. And I'm sure the case and the exam will be confusing, just like this case.
Baby, calm down. You'll be fine. Just breathe in and out. Look, there are 10 minutes left for the exam. Why don't you close your books and just compose yourself?
10 minutes? Only 10 minutes? Are you crazy? I can't close my books. I have so much to read before I go in. Stop wasting my time now and let me read. I can't believe my entire future depends on this one exam and you want me to be calm.
Nice try, Dibs. You should know by now that nothing can come between Al and her first love, stress.
Ugh, guys, they've opened the doors. Let's go. It takes forever to find your seat in that exam hall.
Let's go, baby.
But I don't know anything. I'm going to fail. I'm blanking out.
See? That wasn't so bad, was it, baby? And I could see you while you were writing. You didn't look up once. You just kept on writing till the very end.
Yeah, it wasn't bad at all.
I saw Al too. The invigilator had to force her to put a pen down.
I had to complete my sentence, okay?
Dish, man. This is it. I'm off to New Zealand next year. We should drink before I go.
Yeah, totally. I don't even have your number, dude. What is it?
I'll SMS it to you later.
Shut, bro. Later.
Al, we're done. We're officially done with campus. Can you believe it?
Not at all. It feels so weird.
I know. Ravi's here to pick me up, so I've got to go. But you better keep in touch, okay?
Of course I will.
Where's Jenny, by the way?
I have no idea. We're all waiting for her.
Okay, tell Al, add her onto Facebook and then we can do something in the holidays.
Sure, we'll do. Bye, Serena.
Bye.
Bye.
Hola. That wasn't a bad paper.
I know. Where have you been? You just missed Serena, by the way. She said she'll add you on Facebook.
Okay. I've just been saying bye to people and exchanging numbers. It's all so depressing.
It is. I didn't even get to enjoy my last semester. I was stuck in bed for most of it. I came back and now it's time to say goodbye again. Why does this have to end?
I know how you feel, bro. But we're going to still see each other next year. And I don't really care about all those other people anyway. As long as we all stay in contact, which goes without saying, we're fine.
But things change, Divs. I hardly keep in contact with any of my friends from school anymore. And we had promised to keep in touch. What if that happens to us as well?
It won't happen if we don't let it happen.
I'm just afraid to start working next year. I don't think I'm ready.
Relax, Al. You have a month and a half to stress about that. Now, since it's your last day, I dare you to do something crazy.
Huh?
I challenge you to go up to Junaid and tell him you had a crush on him for 2 years.
Oh. What? No, that was before. I've got Divi now.
It's okay, baby. I dare you too. I want to see this.
Yeah, it'll cheer us up and make this day memorable. Go, Al.
You people are crazy. Maybe it's not such a bad thing we're all going separate ways next year. Okay, I'll go. I can't believe I'm doing this, though. It will be so embarrassing.
But you won't see Junaid again. Unless you're planning to see him next year. In which case,
be careful, Divs. Shut up, Denny. Fine, I'll go. But I can't see him anywhere. Maybe he's left already.
Nope. He's standing next to the notice board there. No more making excuses. Go.
Go.
Fine. Junaid?
Oh. Hi, Alicia. How did your exam go?
Good. Yours?
Great.
My friends think I need to tell you something.
What?
Well, I had a crush on you for the last 2 years.
Actually, I knew.
You knew? How? Did Nish tell you? I'm going to kick him so hard.
No. My friends told me. And it became pretty obvious when you blushed every time you saw me and your friends nudged you whenever I was around.
Oh, you must have thought I was so lame.
No, actually, I always thought you were cute. I don't know why I never asked you out. I guess I thought there'd always be time. But now campus has ended.
Are you serious? Or are you just saying this to make me feel better?
I'm serious. In fact, how would you like to go out for supper this Saturday?
I'm sorry. I have a boyfriend now and I'm very happy with him.
Oh.
But if you would have said these words to me a year ago, I'd have been the happiest girl alive.
I guess it's my loss then.
Goodbye, Junaid. Good luck for, you know, everything.
That was another episode of Campus Connection by Anjali Kirpalani. Listen again tomorrow as we look at four university students whose lives change in their final year when they learn that real life isn't as easy as student life.